So we listen to the bell as a signal to engage some presence. Take a moment to just settle the body into being here, being right where it is. Just feel your contact points. And as a way to anchor in the present moment that we haven't done for a while, is to anchor in the sounds. So let's open our ears to all the sounds. We have ears, sense organs, and they simply meet the sound waves. Simple, natural. Hearing simply being known. Opening to the various ambient sounds as they show. We might notice pleasant, unpleasant, and neither pleasant nor unpleasant sounds. Perhaps the pleasant sound of the bells. Or maybe for you, the sound of the bells is neither pleasant nor unpleasant, or maybe it's an unpleasant sound. Noticing any liking, disliking, wanting, not wanting with any sound. Any sense of having to have the sounds be a particular way, quiet, birds chirping, no construction sounds, or maybe you like the sound of construction or traffic. Our ears meet the sound waves, and it's simply hearing being known, simple, natural. A feeling tone of pleasant, unpleasant, or neither can very quickly emerge, as may a perception of what the sound is. Ah, birds, traffic, construction. The furnace, the air conditioning. Natural, simple. And then what happens? Is there a spin-off from liking, disliking, to wanting, not wanting, into a story? Into a proliferation of thought? And is there stress with that? Contraction in the body? In the heart, noticing. without judgment, we might notice an identity being born with that liking, disliking, going into wanting, not wanting, and just gotta have things a certain way. An identity being born of, my quiet, my sound space. Or I am someone who likes, loves, fill in the blanks. Or I am someone who dislikes, hates, fill in the blanks. Noticing, quick, natural, this happens. What happens if we then let drop into awareness, this is not me, this is not mine. These sounds are simply conditioned arisings. Ear organ, meeting sound waves, simple, natural. Not me, not mine. And notice what happens with that dropping in, not me, not mine. Is there a wee bit of space, even a split second of freedom, of resting in sounds simply being known as they are? Taking this simple knowing into the ending of our practice and listening all the way through to the end of the ringing of the bells.